With lawmakers on their annual spring break, administrators at Kansas State University are working hard to shore up their support in the state legislature. University President Dr. Kirk Schultz says that this session a number of different proposals have been floated. That includes cutting the university's base budget and a proposal to freeze tuition for the next 2 years. And he is concerned. President Schultz says they've been talking with people in the legislature, and they think the university should be okay. But you never know until the legislature adjourns and lawmakers leave Topeka.
So we're using this interim time to reach out to a lot of our friends in higher education that are in the House and the Senate to make our case that we don't believe a tuition freeze is appropriate, that we support the governor's budget recommendation for a flat budget for the next 2 years, and to support funding of renovation for the Seton complex. And all three of those things are right on the table right now. And I think our message has been well received so far, so we'll see when they get back.
All other cuts aside, what does a cap on tuition mean?
So if we look at a cap on tuition and you say we did a 5% tuition increase, say something like that, over each year, that's about a $13 to $14 million of revenue that comes in to help us with health insurance and building projects and faculty and staff salaries and things like that. So if you held that fixed, we got to probably find $14 million this year and $14 million next year. And you know, people might out there look and say, well, they ought to freeze tuition. I mean, that helps affordability and things. My contention back to our legislative colleagues is drive around Kansas State University, look at what our students are doing, look at the success that we had. We're growing our enrollment. We don't need the legislature helping us in this particular way. We've been very successful in a lot of our endeavors over the last several years. So what we need is let the Board of Regents deal with these kind of things. That's in their mandate. And we really want the legislature to stay out of tuition setting, which is something they gave up over a decade ago and gave that to the legislature. So I'm very, very concerned. We don't need the legislature dealing with tuition and fees. They need to set the budget that they're going to give to higher education, and that needs to be their role.
When I went to K-State years ago, there were about 10 to 12,000 students on campus. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're talking in excess of 20,000 students on campus. How much of this budget problem is caused by an increase in student numbers and, as a consequence, mm-hmm. more professors, more buildings, more administrators, mm-hmm. and is really not the fault of legislators cutting our budget?
Well, there's no question our growth has fueled some of the need for additional faculty and appropriate building spaces and things like that. So I'm not faulting the legislature for lots of stuff. They've got a tough job. They've got to fund lots of things in the state and every single state agency, higher ed, K through 12, all of us come and say, we got to have more money and more resources. So I'm very sympathetic. They've got a tough, tough job to do. However, there are certain things in the state that you can look at and say, man, have they been successful. Look at what they're doing. Look at the impact that we're making. And in my mind, those are the kinds of things that you say, I don't need to mess with. Let me do what I can, and then I'm going to let them go off and continue to do great things. And that's, I think, what I want to keep telling our legislative colleagues. Our placement rate out of all of our degree programs here is over 92%. I mean, whether people want to go and work in industry, they want to go to graduate school, these kinds of things. So we're doing a great job. Our faculty and staff are doing a great job with people across all majors and disciplines. So my mind, don't fix something that may not be broken just because you can. And I think that's where the tuition freeze and some of these other initiatives have come from, is people just meddling when they don't really need to. What I challenged one of our, I had a great meeting yesterday with Jeff King, who is in the Senate, and he represents Independence, Kansas. And I said, Jeff, what we'd like to do is let's get a group of people together to talk about legislatively in higher ed, what are we trying to accomplish? If we want to say we want to keep tuition and fees flat, then what we can do is we can say, well, here's what the budget increase needs to look like to cover basic operating expenses, and we can do a two-year flat tuition and fees increase. But the way to do that is to work together to make sure everybody understands the implications of this, and not in a 24-hour period somebody go, oh, this seems like a great idea, without really looking at it and understanding it. So I want to get together with the folks in the legislature and say, tell us what you expect for higher education and allow us to deliver a plan to deliver that to you. But they've also got to agree themselves on what they want to see out of higher ed, and that's been a challenge.
Doesn't this ultimately mean that more and more students are either going to pay much more to go to Kansas State University, or some students are not going to be able to go to Kansas State University because we cannot keep adding the numbers?
I think we're having discussions now that are going to be at the senior cabinet level that will be out on the campus community this fall about what our enrollment needs to look like. The question is, do we want to grow? Do we not want to grow? There are financial implications to growing, but you can't keep jamming students in a classroom and expect that there's not need for additional faculty, staff, buildings. So what we want to do is model that as say, well, say we grow 1% a year or 2% a year or 3% a year. What are the implications of that on our college campus? And can we afford to pay for all the things that we need to do to make sure that that educational experience is really high quality? We've got to start looking at it much more like a private university would, which is going to look at it directly like that. If we add a program, we expand a program, what's that going to do for the bottom line? I hate to sound like some sort of corporate CFO executive, but the fact of the matter is, most of our budget comes from tuition and fees and private philanthropy, so we've got to start thinking that way. So you're going to see more discussions out there about, from a campus community point of view, what is it that we want to do and what are the financial implications of that?
Do we ever look at those private donations as a way to fund salaries, as a way to keep tuition down, or are we using that mainly for buildings and other things on campus?
The vast majority of those dollars are for scholarships to assist with students and mostly merit-based aid. So for a student in the College of Agriculture or College of Engineering that has a certain GPA, then they get a scholarship that continues to help support them. And some are given to freshmen when they are recruited that are very high achieving, and it's for 8 semesters. So it's for a 4-year time frame if they keep a certain GPA. So that's one area. Buildings are another area. And then endowed chairs and professorships are another area. So last year we added $10 million or more endowed chairs that then go to faculty here to help recruit and retain them. So when people see all the buildings coming up, there'd be a temptation to say, well, that's all those private dollars are going to do. And the fact of the matter is, it's really faculty support, scholarships, and other areas also constitute a big portion of where those dollars are going. But a lot of them go into endowment, which is what we want. But that means that the impact immediately is less, even though it's long term. So if I give $1 million professorship, that generates $40,000 a year that goes towards salary and some money for people to use for professional development. But what that doesn't mean that you have $1 million immediately to spend. You only have that return each year. So we can say we brought in $100 million and people expect to be able to spend $100 million. It's not like that. So, but it's sustainable. The next thing is three presidents from now, there's still that $1 million fund that's producing those salary dollars that can go to a faculty member. So we're trying to build for the long term and not for the short term.
We're looking at a tuition increase more than likely in the fall. At the same time, one of the other things being talked about in the legislature are cuts to the comprehensive grant program. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that affect some 900 students at Kansas State?
Yeah, I completely don't understand why the legislature has decided to mess with that particular program. And essentially what it is it's taking state dollars and it's putting them into a pot that's divided between public and private education in the state of Kansas for scholarships to help needy students go to school. Richard, I don't understand why we use any of that for private universities. A private university, by definition, doesn't get state funds and state support. I think all of those dollars ought to go to needy students attending the six state regents institutions, our community colleges, or technical schools. So there's a proposal to change that mix and go to more of it going to students at private universities. And again, I simply don't understand it. We don't support moving that and changing it around. And I just think if you're going to be private, you've made that decision, that means that you don't get state money for students to attend there.
As we head towards the wrap-up session, are you worried? Are you optimistic?
I'm cautiously optimistic that the governor's budget recommendation, which is a flat budget at the end of the day with no tuition freeze, is where we're going to be. You say, well, Kirk, why cautiously optimistic? I think that the challenge has been, in my 6 years as president of Kansas State, that's now what we consider a great legislative session, is that we didn't take a cut. And I think the disappointing thing is, where are we going to see that investment or that reinvestment by states back in public higher education? That's a concern for me in the long term. End of the day, though, I'm still optimistic that our friends in the legislature are going to carry the day and that we're going to be okay.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.